quite an underwhelming start to the session on Friday. As we approach lunch, we've got the ASX 200 almost completely flat. It's been an underwhelming week as well. In fact, over the past six sessions, the ASX 200 has only improved once, and we're still down in the order of 0.5% over the course of the week as well. Keep in mind that last Thursday, the market did hit its best levels in 6 months, but since then has lost quite a bit of momentum and is in need of some good news, it seems, to track higher from these levels. Last night, there were two things really that received the most attention. The first were reports that the US and China perhaps aren't as close to reaching a trade deal as was previously hoped. They were expected to hold a summit in the US towards the end of this month to potentially sign a trade deal, but that seems like it's been delayed. And the second thing was in focus in the UK, with lawmakers voting to actually delay Brexit past the current deadline of the 29th of March. There are a bit of uncertainty around how long this extension will take place, though. Now, locally, there are really two sectors making the difference, the miners and also the banks. Both are coming under a lot of pressure at the moment, and both are doing enough to actually offset all the gains we're seeing in other sectors. In the mining space, BHP is one of the weights, and in the banking space, you've got CBA and also ANZ. ANZ, the worst of the two, down about 1.3 after receiving a broker downgrade. A few stocks in focus under pressure as well. We've got Retail Food Group, the company behind Donut King and many other well-known retail brands, down 10%. It's responded to a parliamentary inquiry over the treatment of its franchisees. Perpetual's down 3.5%. The money manager, very volatile in recent weeks. It's down 3.5% today, but it's jumped about 10% this week and 6% drop last week. So it's responded to a speeding ticket by the regulator where they wanted an explanation if they knew why the share price has been so volatile. They've basically said they're not due to any particular... they're unsure why they've seen that substantial, those substantial moves. Now, the Australian dollar finally sits at about 70.6 US, and that's only slightly lower than it was this time yesterday.